yeast. What's the yeah, you call it yeast. But that mostly goes for life, right?
Oh, then. Okay, but I agree. What are the two parts of the egg? One is the white.
And the other is yellow.
What color would you say that the yolk of the egg is?
Well, it's deep yellow.
If you cook them in hot water, what do you call them?
Boiled.
And you crack them and let them fall out of the shells in hot water.
You're fried.
What do you call the salt or sugar-cured meat that you might boil with greens?
Well, salt meat and sugar-cured.
What if it had no lean in it at all?
No.
No lean meat going through it at all. It's just
meat.
Salt meat.
Oh, yeah, call it side meat or middling meat, maybe ham fat.
And when you cut the side of a hog, what do you call that?
Well, that's the myth.
And the kind of meat that you buy sliced thin to eat with egg.
That's, well, we call it bacon, but that's from the Midland, too. Yeah.
And the outside of the bacon is called the what?
Skin.
And the kind of meat you buy and then slice thin to eat with your egg.
It's bacon.
Bacon. What would you call the trimmings that you might slice up, grind, and season?
Grind up sausage.
Stuff it or wrap it in a loaf. But if the meat has been kept too long, you say that the meat had done what?
Spoiled.
And after you butcher a hog, what do you make with the meat from its head?
Well, my grandma, some of them call it one or two different names, sow's meat, press meat. Well, my grandmother used to make the best in the world in the wintertime, cook them hog heads and clean them real good. And slice that down, you know, like sausage. It'd be already done, and the weather'd be cool enough for it it's kind of got jelly through it, holds it together, you know. And we thought that was the best thing in the world. Fresh meat, we call it sauce meat, they did.
Well, what do you call the dish prepared by cooking and grinding up hog liver?
What do you call it with?
What do you call the meat? By cooking and grinding up the hog liver.
I can't place that name now. What do you call the meat that we grind up?
You cook it and made the hog liver.
Hey.
Did you ever make anything out of the hog blood?
All out of heart?
Out of the hog's blood. Did you ever make anything out of
that? Out of the hog's
blood.
Belly.
No, the blood. The hog's blood. After you butchered it, you had blood. Did you ever do anything with that?
No, we didn't.
Did you ever take the juice of the head cheese or the liver sausage and stir it up with cornmeal and maybe some hog meat and cook it? And then later, after it gets cold, slice it and fry it. Have you ever done that?
No.
Now, suppose you had kept your butter too long and it didn't taste good. What would you call the taste?
The butter.
Or how would you describe the condition of the butter?
It would be spoiled, we'd say.
Now, thick sour milk that you had kept on hand is called?
Buttermilk.
What do you call it?
Clabber.
Now, what do you do to the milk the first thing after milking?
Well, we strain it. Then we put it in a clean jar and keep it in a cool place. Of course, it'll clabber all right, wherever it is, unless it is too cold.